Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Primary elections were held in New Mexico Tuesday. U.S. Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham won the Democratic nomination for governor by a large margin with 66% of the vote over former media executive Jeff Apodaca and State Senator Joseph Cervantes. Lujan Grisham will face Republican Congressman Steve Pierce, who was unopposed and vacated his District 2 congressional seat. In the Republican primary for that seat, State Representative Yvette Harrell won 49% of the vote over Monty Newman, Gavin Clarkson, and Claiborne Griffin. In the Democratic primary for the 2nd Congressional District seat, Water Attorney Social Torres Small won big against Matt Hildebrandt with 72% of the vote. Plenty of statewide primary races still in New Mexico. State Senator Howie Morales won the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. He will face Michelle Garcia Holmes in November, who ran unopposed for the Republican nomination. Brian Colon defeated Bill McCamley to win the Democratic nomination for state auditor. Colon faces Republican Wayne Johnson, the Republican who ran unopposed. Stephanie Garcia Richard won the Democratic nomination for land commissioner. She faces Republican Patrick Lyons, who also ran without an opponent. Former state legislator Steve Fishman defeated incumbent Sandy Jones to win the Democratic nomination for the District 5 seat on New Mexico's Public Regulation Commission. He's expected to face District 5 Republican winner Ben Hall, who edged out Chris Matthews by 30 votes and also defeated Joseph Bazell. This race may have a possible recount. In Doniana County, Kim Stewart has won a tight race for the Democratic nomination for Doniana County Sheriff. Stewart garnered nearly 32% of the vote to 28% for Eddie Lerma and 26% for current Sheriff Kiki Vigil. Stewart faces former Sheriff Todd Garrison in the fall. Garrison won the Republican nomination and ran unopposed. In primary races for Doniana County Commission for the District 1 Democratic primary race, former County Clerk Lynn Ellens has won. He will face the Republican primary winner, John Zimmerman, a former state representative. And in the District 5 Democratic primary race, Karen Trujillo has won and will face Republican Kim Hakes, who ran unopposed. With New Mexico's primary complete, we now look ahead to the November election. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Since this will air after Tuesday's voting, I don't need to babble about whom I think you should vote for. I can say it'll be an interesting general election if certain incumbents won their Democratic primaries. Sheriff Kiki Vigil's popularity plummeted this year within DASO, in his party, and with people who dislike sexual harassment or employee lawsuits. But I expect his name recognition, money, and political clout will have gotten him through, with four challengers splitting the vote. If Vigil won, many Democrats are starting to wonder whether to vote for him or for former Sheriff Todd Garrison, the Republican. Both men stumbled badly in office. If Vigil lost, Democrats should unite behind Eddie Lerma or Kim Stewart, who drew from quite different sets of voters. In the PRC, Dems had a clear choice between incumbent Sandy Jones and challenger Steve Fishman. Neither was as evil as his opponent painted him to be. Most Dems assumed they'd vote for the Democrat in the general election. But for many, PNM's late funding of a PAC attacking progressive PRC candidates likely weakened that assumption. PNM is a regulated utility. It spent $440,000 in the past 3 weeks on New Mexicans for Progress, which bought television commercials and mailers for Jones and Linda Lovejoy. So soon after some close PRC decisions that overruled hearing examiners in PNM's favor, that looked pretty bad. Legal, probably, but bad. I hope Steve won, but as I've said often, Sandy has some ability and a lot of experience. He does recognize that solar and other renewable energy sources are important, and he can get things done. I just wish he weren't so close to the utilities. Here, too, I'm guessing that some folks who'd check the Democratic box automatically most years will take a long, hard look. One of the most critical races is for U.S. Congress. Among the Dems, Social Torres Small has probably won, but Mad Hildebrand put up a gutsy fight. However it turned out, Mad deserves high praise for jumping in early to challenge Steve Pierce and for running a strong campaign. She's neat. Whoever won, Democrats need to unite to win back this seat. Each woman is a candidate to be grateful for. Among Republicans, Monty Newman seems the favorite with the most money, but Tea Partier Yvette Harrell grabbed the hearts of many conservatives. Both she and Newman expressed their great love of Donald Trump. I especially want to express appreciation for two candidates I voted for but am guessing will have lost. Billy Garrett, running for lieutenant governor, and Bill McCamley, running for state auditor. Each does his current job with special integrity and dedication. Thanks, guys.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.